Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? What will happen with your business in the next 5 months? That's the question of the day. But before we ask that question, we have to go back. We have to go way back. We have to go back to the beginning of the year. We have to look at what's happened to the business since January. What's gone well? What hasn't gone well? Are we profitable? What would you have changed if you had the opportunity to change something? What would make you more successful today if you had done several things that you were currently thinking about? Several things that you know were absolutely not productive, but you did them anyway. If you can understand that, and you can understand what you did not do well since January, since the beginning of the year, and you can realistically analyze it, you stand the chance of having a great year. It's not a matter of what will happen to your business in the next 5 months. It's a matter of what will you make happen in the next 5 months. How will you evaluate your sales? How will you evaluate the profit margins? How will you evaluate the people that are working with you, your coworkers? How are you going to coach them into better performance? How are you going to set the example of being a leader? And as we talked about last night on the radio show, a boss tells people what to do. A leader inspires people what to do. But before we can even inspire people, we have to understand what the problem was. And if you're in business, you have problems. It's not a matter that you can say, well, since the beginning of the year, I've had no problems whatsoever. Of course you have. If you're not doing enough business, well, you aren't having problems. If you're doing business, you are having problems. The more business, the more problems. So we need to look at what has stopped you from reaching your goals. What stopped the momentum of the business? What's gotten in the way? What can we eliminate? What can we push aside? What can we change? And to do that, it takes some thinking. We have to sit down and we have to think to ourselves, what's really going on here? This is not something that you can do in 5 or 10 minutes. It's something that you have to do over several days, sit down for 30 or 40 minutes, take every single aspect of your business and analyze it. What changes do we need to make? What do we need to modify? Do we have a business plan? Did we look at that business plan? Was it on target? Do we need a business plan for the next 5 months? Is it completely different than what we were thinking in the first of the year? So you see, thinking, examining, understanding, and then being in action and putting a plan together that's going to give you what you need by the end of the year, which is more profit, more success, and the big one, less stress. Profit and success certainly does eliminate stress. Even if you have business challenges, if you're doing well, if you're making money, it's easier to cope with those problems. So it's up to you, the CEO, president, or business owner, what happens in the next 5 months. Do you want the most successful year ever, or do you just want to get by? I know you're thinking to yourself, I want the most successful year ever. And if that's the case, let's go to a quiet place. Let's sit down. Let's have not even a computer screen, but a piece of paper in front of us and start writing all the thoughts about what we need to do over the next 5 months to get us to be successful. And then we have got to get our coworkers, our employees to buy in. It's good that you think about it. It's good that you understand it. But we need the people that we work with every single day to understand exactly what we're doing, why we're doing it, and the urgency of getting it done, and why it's important to make a profit so that we can buy new equipment, hire more people, give raises, and have an incredibly stable business. This is Howard LeWinter. I'm looking forward to the end of the year. I'm looking forward to the results. What are you looking forward to? Of course, I always look forward to talking business with you. Let's get it done. Let's make this the best year ever.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.